Now, the countries who have not found it feasible to contribute or to pass an airline tax are being given the opportunity to participate through a voluntary nonprofit arm, which has been called Massive Good. It was announced formally as being up and running just a month ago, so we haven't raised much money yet. But essentially, what happened is three of the biggest airline bookers in the world, online bookers, have given us a box people can check when they book an airplane ticket to make a small voluntary contribution. One of the things I'd like to ask all of you to do is to do what you can when you go home to get more people to buy their tickets at one of these places and to check the box. We have a big public relations job to do, but if we did it, I'm convinced hundreds of millions of more dollars a year could be raised easily from people who knew they had this user-friendly option. Project Red has flourished by allowing people to buy products that give back. They've given $100 million to the Global Fund. All of this is rooted in the simple idea that the best way to raise private money, once you get past Bill Gates, is to raise a massive amount of money in small amounts from a huge number of people. But to do it, you have to make sure they know what the option is and it's reasonably user-friendly. I am really, really excited about the potential of this and profoundly grateful for the work that we've had a chance to do with our foundation, CHI, with Unitaid. They asked us to try to negotiate lower prices for second-line drugs and pediatric AIDS medicine, following up on the work we did with first-line drugs earlier. And look what's happened. The second-line medicine has gone down from about $1,000 to $425. The children's medicine, when I started, was $600 a person a year. Then it dropped to $190. Now it's down to $60. The new first-line combination, even though the least expensive first-line drugs are about $90, the new one, it's just one pill once a day, has dropped in price 70%, so less than $200 per year. So we're doing pretty well. 5.2 million people are on treatment, about half of those under prices that our foundation negotiated. And that 2.6 million is up 70% from the time we met 2 years ago. All of you know that the incidence of HIV globally is down 17% this decade, but it's worth pointing out that the progress is even greater in places where people have taken a real determined step. And I think all of us are thrilled about the new direction in South Africa. But it's worth pointing out that women aged 15 to 24 saw a reduction in HIV incidence of 60% over the last few years. So I'm thrilled about that. I'm thrilled that there are now 300,000 children on treatment and that we are closing the gap that once was a yawning chasm between adult and childhood treatment. Another interesting thing that I want all of you to know about is that our foundation, which primarily deals with generic drug producers in India, South Africa, and a handful of other places, negotiated its first agreement this year with a big American pharmaceutical company, Pfizer, which makes a drug that, as far as we know, is the only one you can take if you have AIDS and tuberculosis to treat the TB that doesn't make you so sick you can't function. They gave us a 60% reduction in the price right from the beginning. And this, for those of you who are familiar with the drug wars in America and elsewhere, this was quite a departure from past practice. So I asked the new president of Pfizer, Jeff Kendler, I said, why are you doing this?